91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania, and online at WNJR.org. Friday, December 22nd, with two shows at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., Trans-Siberian Orchestra brings their Ghosts of Christmas Eve 2017 tour to Pittsburgh at PPG Paints Arena. Behind all that smoke and fire sits our next guest from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Please welcome Mr. Jeff Plate.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Jeff, the reason for the smoke and fire is that you spoke to my wife, Kara, from the Pure Rock Shop on several occasions, and you said that she had seen so many shows, she was at the point where she would close her eyes before the flash spots would even go off. I'm sure you've mastered that yourself over the past 20 years.
So your wife knows all our cues at this point. That's good. That's dedication.
Yes, it is. Jeff, we first saw TSO and interviewed Paul and Chris all the way back in 1999 in Cleveland. You've been along for the whole trip. It is certainly amazing how the audience and production has grown over the last 20 years, isn't it?
It really is. And I mean, I can remember the first show that we did like it was yesterday at the Tower Theater in 1999. But, you know, at that point, we were all pretty curious where this was going to lead us. And I mean, at the time, we knew that we had success musically. You know, Christmas Eve Sarajevo was a hit song. Christmas Eve and Other Stories, our first CD, was doing very well. But as far as the live show, we had no idea how this was going to translate to the audience and how it was going to be received. And I mean, here we are 19 years later, and this tour is selling out night after night, and it's just growing every year. It's been an amazing run.
Yeah, it was very interesting in the beginning when you would walk into a TSO show and you would see a person in a tuxedo sitting next to somebody in a Sabotage t-shirt.
And yeah, here again, our very first show, there was a couple sitting in the front row, and I'm sure that they were expecting to see an orchestra, and the dry ice is rolling right into their lap, and I thought we were doomed. And at the end of the show, they stayed the whole show. They gave us a standing ovation, and I thought, wow, maybe we've really got something here. But over the years, I think once people realized that the show was, you know, it's a show for everybody. And of course, you've got the rockers who came out because of our past bands and the connections there. But once people realized you could bring your children and your parents and grandparents to the show and enjoy it, this is when the thing really snowballed into the success we're having now.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we were able now to bring our younger daughters to the TSO show. And when you go to the show, in some cases, you're seeing three and four generations of fans from one family in the audience. That has to be a great feeling for you guys.
It's awesome. And I mean, every night we do an autograph line. And to your point, I've seen some of these same people come through the line year after year that were kids, and now they're grown men and women. And, you know, it's a really interesting thing. And, you know, TSO is something, when Paul designed this, he designed this show for everybody. And like I said before, once the word got out there that you really could bring your entire family and enjoy this together, it's when the thing really became successful.
You know, even with the growth of the band, you know, as you had mentioned, after every show, TSO still greets all the fans. And that's even on days when you guys have a 3 p.m. and an 8 p.m. show like you have in Pittsburgh. But you guys get to meet all the people. And that connection has been so important in building and nurturing your audience, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it, you know, just lets the audience feel a little more connected to us. And, you know, for us to sit there, I always tell everybody, signing my name, shaking a hand, and saying hello is the easiest part of this job. And for people to come out every year to see our show, dedicate themselves to bringing their families to this show, I mean, it's the least we can do.
91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania, and online at WNJR.org. We're on the line right now with drummer Mr. Jeff Plate from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Jeff, unfortunately, in 2017, TSO family has suffered two significant losses. Please tell us how difficult it has been to deal with the passing of your leader, Paul O'Neill.
Well, it's been difficult. You know, when I got the news earlier this year about Paul, it was quite a shock. And, of course, everything runs through your mind, you know, mainly, what are we going to do now? You know, boy, you know, you just, every emotion just kind of overcomes you. But the reality is Paul, you know, design TSO to outlive us all. And it was something that he had talked about many times, that he wanted Trans-Siberian Orchestra to be a timeless entity, you know, something that was going to continue and prosper and carry on. And, you know, he always talked about the younger generation, the younger people in the group, you know, learning the ropes, learning the business, learning how to do this and to carry this show on for years and years. So we were set up quite well. Trans-Siberian Orchestra has obviously been quite a success over the years. And Paul has surrounded himself with some fantastic people. Our management crew, our production crew have been with us basically from the beginning. So the show itself, you know, to say that it operates on its own, you know, that's being a little flip. But there's so much work involved in this. But Paul set us up very, very well. And, you know, for myself, my bandmates, and everybody involved, it's now our time to take the torch and carry on, make our boss proud. So Paul's family is, his wife and his daughter are obviously very integral to this whole thing. And they've been with Paul from the very beginning too. So to carry on Paul's legacy and, you know, this dream that he had has now become a reality and a huge success, that they are definitely behind what's been going on and supporting the tour and everything. And then, of course, then later on in the year, we lost our bassist, Dave Z, in a car accident, which was, you know, horrible in its own right. And, yeah, these two guys are with us on stage every night. And, you know, for myself, I feel very fortunate to be on stage. And I know I speak for everybody in our group. But just to go out there and be able to do this and carry on, you know, it's a real sense of pride. And, you know, it's a real sense of commitment and honor to do this for Paul and Dave.
Yeah, when we spoke to Chris last year, he emphasized how much he had learned from Paul and talked about his generosity and random acts of kindness. How much of an influence was Paul on your life and your development and maturation as an artist and as a person?
Well, tremendous. I mean, I was a struggling musician, and I ended up getting the job drumming for the band Sabotage in 1994. And this was a band that Paul was managing and producing, along with the Oliva brothers. And, you know, I came into the group and I earned this position, and I've been there ever since. But, you know, from everything, from how to deal with people, Paul's generosity, Paul's knowledge of everything, it really just kind of rubs off on you. And everything that I've learned from being a studio musician to being a live musician, and how to conduct yourself, how to prepare yourself. I mean, as far as my musical career, if it wasn't for Paul, I really don't know, you know, where I would have been at this point. But, you know, along with all that comes the opportunities that present themselves having a job like this. You know, I've been able to work with some other great musicians, work in some other very, you know, fantastic projects. And, you know, along the way, this is how I met my wife. This is how I have my career is based around Trans-Siberian Orchestra and everything that Paul built. So he's given so much to a lot of people, you know, not just by giving his music and his words and his stories, but charity. You know, he was a huge proponent of charity, which we've been a part of every year, every show since we've started. To this day, we've done close to $15 million of charity across the country. And, boy, you know, there's a reason Paul succeeded, and you could not help but be, you know, influenced by him when he was around you. And, you know, I worked for the guy for 23 years, so there was a lot of influence there.
Jeff, as we talked about earlier, it's a very hot and physical show for TSO. How are you able to keep yourself in shape and keep the nutrition going and keep the fuel going during these shows and during these tours? I mean, it's got to be a job in itself just trying to stay physically in shape for the TSO.
Well, it is. It's a full-time job. I mean, I work year-round and try to keep my chops up and try to stay in good physical shape. And, yeah, the TSO tour is a different animal. There is nothing like it anywhere out there. We generally play 8 shows in 5 days, 3 doubles in a row. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a double show day. And these are not just this is a 2.5-hour full-on rock show. So, I mean, for myself, it's all about getting the proper amount of sleep, eating right, staying hydrated. I mean, it's my job is very much like an athlete. I have to be very conscious of everything that I'm doing to my body and just to make sure that I'm on top of my game. But, you know, we've been performing at a schedule like this for, God, a dozen years at this point. So it's, I don't want to say we ever get used to it, but it's, you know, it's part of the job. And what an interesting problem to have to play two sold out arenas in a day, several days in a row. It's like, that's a testament to the popularity of the show and the job that we've done.
TSO will be the Ghost of Christmas Eve 2017 tour to the PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh on Friday, December 22nd with two shows at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Jeff, do you have any final thoughts before we let you go today? I know you're a very busy man.
Well, if you get a chance to see our show, please do. It's 19 years and counting that we've been touring. This is certainly our most successful show to date. I seriously believe that this is the most spectacular show that we've ever presented. The band is playing better than ever, vocalists included, and the production staff really put together something magical for this year. And, you know, as a real tribute to Paul, we go out there every night. We leave it all on the stage every show. And, you know, we miss that guy. We do it all for him. So if you get a chance, please check us out. And if you've never seen us before, I guarantee you it will be one of the most unique shows that you'll ever see.
Okay, thank you very much to Jeff Plate from Nuts Trans-Siberian Orchestra here on 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania.